Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 35,300 head on offer, 6,800 feeder steers, 4,300 feeder heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 5,500 calves on cows. It'll be seen live 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, you can call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
In today's live cattle and feeder cattle futures, we're actually pretty strong given some of the strange action we saw early in the day. The October live cattle finished 30 higher at 145.80. The December's down 2 at 150.95. February up 17, 155.27. April lives up 50 at 158.90. The feeder cattle generally higher here were 50 to a dollar or so higher. September 75 higher at 179.95. October 102 higher at 182.27. November feeder cattle up 85 at 183.60. The January's up 70 at 184.90. Way out there, August of next year, right in there at that $200 level. The last trade was 200.42. The high was 200.50. To finish this week, we have a cattle on feed report. I've been trying to figure up some numbers here. It looks like the early estimates on feed as of September 1st are about 100% of last year. That ends up being 11.23 million head. Placed 96% of last year. So placements are lower or projected to be lower at 2.02 million head. Marketing's 105%, where that's 101.98 million head. So bigger marketing's lower placements. That report's Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Put the reliability of the Great Plains Kubota family to work for you. Visit any of our local Kubota dealerships to see how we can serve your equipment needs. Keep your Kubota running at peak performance with routine maintenance from Great Plains Kubota. With the parts and service you trust, Great Plains Kubota will keep your Kubota equipment running like the day you brought it home. Visit a Great Plains Kubota for the best in Kubota sales, service, parts, and rentals. Or visit us online at GreatPlainsKubota.com. That's GreatPlainsKubota.com.
Today's grain futures market was mixed all over the place. We had corn about unchanged here late in the day. December corn right at 6.78. The bean market has been the strongest contract all day long. It's up 12 to 13 cents currently. Then the wheats just have been getting killed all day. Kansas City July down 23 and a quarter, 8.98. Overnight or starting last night on Sunday night, the market was steady to a little bit higher for the grain futures, and then overnight the entire market, you know, pretty much every commodity sold off before about 9 o'clock this morning, and beans led the way back. So beans were quite strong. Wheat stayed low. The Dow Jones currently down 49. Crude oil's bounced back. It's about $3 or $3.50 off of its lows. October crude's up 61 to 85.72. But they had a broad-based commodity selling on Wednesday, September 21st. So it's tomorrow and Wednesday, but at the end of the day, Wednesday about 1 o'clock, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce a 75 basis point rate increase. And so people are positioning for that. What if it's bigger than 75 basis points? Certainly inflation is high and warrants a big move to try to push back some of that inflation. But that's Wednesday after the close, and I think the market's probably traders are positioning ahead of that report.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.